When we know someone's coming, even if it's not someone we really want to see, we can't help but anticipate their arrival. Where are they? Shouldn't they be here by now? Why aren't they coming? Here in Seoul, we've been feeling something similar for the past few days. Where's the rain? Shouldn't it be raining by now? Why isn't it raining? More often than not, rain can be quite inconvenient, cumbersome, and sometimes, when it's a heavy rain, quite unpleasant. But then, there are also days when we can't help but wish and wait for rain. It is supposed to be the rainy season here right now, but for the past few days, it's just been super hot and humid for the most part without much rain. Now, I'm sure there are a lot of people out there who'd much rather have it be rainy than so muggy and sweltering. Will the weather forecast be right today? Again, it is supposed to rain today here in Seoul. Is it raining where you are? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. We started things off today with Summer Hate. Yes, that was Zico and B's collaboration. Now, for even those who hate the rain, even you might be preferring some nice, cool, refreshing rain over what we have been experiencing for the past few days here in Seoul. The muggiest, just hottest, humid weather that one can imagine not to hope for. Now, rain was in the forecast for today for most parts of the country, but it had been in the forecast for all of the rainy season, but we hadn't gotten as much expected rain up here in the capital, at least. Today's show was pre-recorded, so I'm wondering, will it be raining when this show hits the air or not? Well, if it is, I hope you are all able to stay dry and avoid any damages from the rain. And if it isn't, I hope you find ways to stay cool wherever you are. Now, although today's show has been pre-recorded, don't let that stop you from dropping by to say hello or to tell me where you are listening from. Your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome as well. Nothing's too trivial. Anything goes. You can use that chat board on Kong, or write on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, feel free to text us at sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. In part two of the show, I will be joined by singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo, as I always am on Fridays, so make sure to join us as well. But for now, let's take a quick song break. Here is Yoon Jong-shin and his version of 고속도로 Romance, or Highway Romance. That was 고속도로 Romance or Highway Romance by Yoon Jong-shin. And moving on, here's the usual announcement about our daily prize. Send your messages on Kong, comment on our SNS posts, write on any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or if you're in Korea, you could even send me a text at sharp8150, and you'll automatically be entered into our daily prize draw. Prize winners are selected each day after the show, so if you've sent me any feedback, don't forget to check the notice section on our webpage, world.kbs.co.kr. If you find your screen name or part of your phone number on the list, send us your shipping info via email so that we can send you your prize as soon as we can. Moving on now, the next song I have for you is Alcohol Free by Twice, followed by Oh My Girl and their rendition of 내 얘기를 들어봐, Listen to My Word, featuring Skull and Haha. That was Oh My Girl, helped out by Skull and Haha on their version of 내 얘기를 들어봐, or Listen to My Word. Before that, we heard Twice with their latest, Alcohol Free. Reruns of One Fine Day are aired multiple times throughout the day. You can catch them on our website or via our mobile apps like Kong and KBS World Radio On Air. Our broadcast timetable is available on our website and on both of these mobile apps, so make sure you take a look. Or you can find past episodes of the program to stream in the Listen Again menu on our website. They're also available as podcasts, so this means you can listen to us whenever you would like, wherever you are. All you have to do is look us up wherever you get your podcasts. Please remember, though, that the songs we play on the show can't be included on the podcasts due to copyright reasons. Moving along, here's Wonder Girls with 아름다운 그대에게, Beautiful Boy, followed by NCT 127 with their song, Touch. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. KBS World Radio's 6th Korean language video contest is in full swing. This year, the topic is delivering my thoughts in Korean, my video message. The idea is to send your thoughts to someone you hold dear. It can be a message to a friend that perhaps you haven't seen in a while due to COVID-19, or your favorite K-pop star, someone who brings energy to your daily life. It could even be a beloved pet, a family member to whom you're embarrassed to show your affections in person, or a message of encouragement to yourself. You have until July 25th to enter the contest, and there are some nifty prizes for the winners. So if you are a foreign national living outside of Korea, hoping to improve your Korean language skills, you should give it a go. For more information on the contest, go to world.kbs.co.kr/special/kbscontest_2021. And now, I'll be back with today's Parallel Universe after one more song break. First up, it's Park Jin-young with 그녀는 예뻤다, or She Was Pretty. And after that, it's Sultan of the Disco with their song Shining Road. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. We've got one K-pop and one non-K-pop track. It is Parallel Universe. Today we'll listen to two songs about tonight. First, we'll listen to the K-pop song 오늘 밤, or Tonight, by Paul Kim. Feels like it was just yesterday that he was here on OFD, filling in for me as a substitute DJ. But now, look at him, a busy, busy man, a superstar singer-songwriter. His song 오늘 밤, or Tonight, was part of his 2018 album entitled Tunnel. In the liner notes, he wrote this about the song. Some might say it's pathetic, but I was always so lonely and sad. For so long, I felt as though I was all alone, and at the time, Nothing brought me comfort other than a few drinks. And indeed, it is a very lonely and sad song, and it starts out like this. At night, when everyone's gone to sleep, it comes without fail. It's a melancholy night. I just space out and think on days when I feel like I'm all alone, tears fall. They're probably regrets about my past days. I was always lonely, and I'm always sad. I'm always tired, and I'm always upset. That's definitely one of the wonderful things about Paul as a singer and a writer, his vulnerability and showing his vulnerabilities in his music. As for our non-K-pop song, we'll listen to Tonight by American singer Elena Castillo. Hailing from Houston, Texas, Elena Castillo sings in both English and Spanish. This up-and-coming new artist just released part one of her first official studio album in May of this year, and guess what? The album is entitled Parallel Universe. Woohoo! Her song Tonight wasn't actually part of this album, though. It was released as a single last year, and this is how she described the song herself. This song highlights all of my emotions as I'm going about my day and wishing that I could just be at home in my own world. I've always been down to vibe out with neon lights and music so that I could create a different atmosphere on my own, and that's what Tonight is all about. And a bit of the lyrics. Tonight, tonight, I'm solo dancing in my room. Tonight, tonight, got time for me, no time for you. Neon lights on the ceiling, lonely vibes for the healing. Tonight, I'm trying to stay in on my own again. Let's listen to these two very different songs about being alone tonight. 오늘 밤, or Tonight by Paul Kim, and then Tonight by Elena Castillo. 모두 잠든 밤이면 That was Elena Castillo with Tonight, and before that, Paul Kim with a lonelier version of Tonight. It was his song, 오늘 밤. Those were our Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now, in part two of the show, I will be joined by singer-songwriter Choi Hyung-woo for our brand new Friday segment, Word of the Week. So be sure to stay tuned to find out what keyword we will be talking about today. Meanwhile, if you have any comments or questions, you can text me at sharp 8150, message me on Kong, write on the various message boards on our website, which is world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. Let me wrap up part one of the show. It's Sam Kim here with his new one. It's called Juice.
Oh, I just had it. I just got it, man. I just had it.
Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now, if you're just tuning in, singer-songwriter Jo Young-woo and I are going to be starting up week two of our brand new Friday segment, Word of the Week, so be sure to stay tuned. Now, although today's show has been pre-recorded, don't let that stop you from dropping by to say hello or leave any comments. If you're using the Kong app, write your message in the box at the bottom of the screen, in between the pause button and the musical note icon. You could also use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave your stories as comments on our Instagram posts at KBS One Fine Day, or on Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. If you're in Korea, feel free to text me at sharp 8150 as well. It'll be 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS message. Let's listen to a couple of songs to give Hyung-woo a chance to settle in. First up, it is Hwayobi with Always. And after that, Lee Soo-young with Grace. Thank you. sometimes all it takes is a single word to remind us of a memory we didn't even know we had, to take us on a long journey on a random train of thought, to make us paint an elaborate picture in our heads, or to bring to our minds a string of wonderful songs. It is time for Word of the Week. Welcome to our brand new Friday segment, Word of the Week, where we take a single keyword and let it bring back to our minds some songs that maybe we haven't heard in a while, or give us a push to explore some new songs and or talk about the ones that naturally pop into our heads right away. And joining me in the studio is OFD's Man of Friday, singer-songwriter Cho Hyung-woo.
Ooh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Luna.
Welcome back.
Thank you. How have you been?
I've been good, but it's hot.
It's hot, definitely. It is so hot, and I now cannot live without the air conditioning.
I know. You know what? I can't live without the air conditioning.
That's a lot. That's a lot. Because you always feel cold.
I'm always cold.
With the air conditioning system.
No, now it is hot.
Now it is hot.
It is officially hot, hot. It is officially summer. Mm-hmm. Although, before we go on, I just have to say this is our second week.
Mm-hmm.
Starting out, trying out our new Friday segment.
New Friday
hashtag
segment.
Hashtag Word of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love the signal.
I'm really happy that you love it.
I just love it.
I'm really happy.
Because, you know, whenever music comes on and I have to speak over music,
because
because I'm a singer,
mm-hmm.
my voice automatically, my tone automatically is going to adjust to whatever.
To the music.
Exactly.
That comes out like instinctively.
Instinctively, uh-huh. I have to match my tone of voice
yes.
to the music. So if it's like very hyper music,
uh-huh.
then I'll be speaking very hyper. You know, our signal for Kayo Top 10 on Wednesday is very energetic. So
I'm
like, welcome to Kayo Top 10. But I love the feeling of the Word of the Week signal. Your song, Where Shall I Go? 어디로 갈까요?
Yes, 어디로 갈까요?
It's perfect. It makes me very calm, and it makes me feel like we are about to launch on some sort of journey.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm loving it.
Yeah, kind of like, you know, because we had like a discussion with the song mm-hmm. and the segment.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm always like, oh, would it be all right, like appropriate for the new segment? And I think it really fits perfectly.
Yeah. Yeah, it's almost like you kind of composed it just for this segment.
Oh, yeah. I think something was meant to be.
Yes. Absolutely.
I love that.
Thank you one more time.
Thank you
for
very
generously,
much.
Graciously lending us your instrumental track
for our signal,
and it just works great.
Yes.
It's also very, very good pairing for this week's keyword, which is...
Mm-hmm. So today's Word of the Week is... 여름방학.
여름방학.
Summer vacation.
It is officially summer vacation.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Even for those who did like summer, we call it 계절학기, right?
계절학기.
So even 계절학기 just finished last week.
I see.
So now everybody is in
everybody,
summer vacation.
You know, apart from workers.
Yeah. Apart from us adults.
Like, we're not going to be having summer vacations for like...
Ever again.
Ever again.
But we can kind of reminisce of what we used to love.
Yes.
Now, here in Korea, there are two major school vacations. There is a summer vacation and a winter vacation.
Yes, it is, Luna.
Now, this is the same in the U.S., but for me in the U.S., summer vacation was really long. It was like 3 months long.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, winter vacation was very, very short.
Ah.
It was only like 2 weeks long.
Aha. I think it was like that in U.K. too.
Was it like that in the U.K.?
I think so. Do they have like three terms?
Yes, sometimes.
In the state?
So for college,
uh-huh.
some college, because you know the U.S. is so big.
Yeah, that's so
big. So it's actually different where you
it's
live.
It's almost like different countries all combined together. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah, it really is.
It really is.
And
so.
You know, we're all speaking English, but sometimes I don't feel like they're speaking my language.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. But,
that makes it more interesting.
Like. I think summer vacation was really long where I live because... Mm-hmm. Summer was very long
mm-hmm.
and very, very hot.
Yeah.
Too hot to go to school.
Uh-huh.
But winters were very mild.
Uh-huh.
We didn't have a very cold winter
time. I see.
So we only had about 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then it depended because college, if you went to semester system, which is two terms, 1 year, then you have a long winter vacation.
I see.
But we had three terms called trimesters, right, for 1 year.
Yes.
Then we had a very short winter vacation.
I see.
So it's very complicated. So did you have trimester in your,
yeah,
in your school?
Yes. My memory is kind of blurred, but they definitely had like three terms, and they have got like a Easter holiday and like summer holiday.
I see.
And a winter holiday.
I see.
I think they did like
I forgot it's called holiday in the UK.
Oh, yeah, it's
we
holiday.
We say it's called holiday in UK, and it's called vacation in American English. It still means the same thing.
Yeah, they mean the same thing.
Yes,
and they never say the word called semester. They just call it term.
Right, that's right. So summer, which did you prefer?
I think I preferred winter vacation because of the Christmas, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and end of the year, maybe. Maybe.
A little bit cozier. Yeah, absolutely. And for semester school, you got about a month off for winter vacation.
Yes.
So, yeah, you could go home and spend Christmas, and that was kind of fun. For me, though, it was all about summer break. Especially when you're very little. I'm talking elementary school, junior high school.
Yeah, me too, when I was, like, really young.
Yeah, Yeonhwanga. You just live for Yeonhwanga.
Yes, when I was young, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We brought in some songs that kind of we brainstormed, and then the keyword
according to the keyword Yeonhwanga
summer holiday inspired our song picks. And the first pick is from me.
I think it's very appropriate.
Yeah, it's a really good way to start because it's appropriate to our current situation. And it's a song from Han Hee-jung from way back in 2008 called 휴가가 필요해. I need a holiday. And this is definitely something I think everyone can relate to because it's actually we're getting towards the 휴가철, which is holiday season, you know, or vacation season.
Yes.
But no one can go out of the country. And we're all very restricted because of the pandemic.
Yeah, very restricted. So we are like,
all, can't really
it
do
feels
anything.
Like we are all trapped here, trying to find some ways. Like,
exactly.
Maybe like many people are staying home.
Yeah,
like,
some they stay home or they do staycation, hokkangs, you know, or stay domestic weekend trips.
Yes.
But in any case, we all need a vacation because, you know, we're tired from this pandemic and everything, right?
Yes.
So I thought let's start things off with something that we can all relate to.
Oh, I think it's really good.
All right. So we're going to start off. Our first song break here is Han Hee-jung Shi with 휴가가 필요해 or I need a holiday. 투명한 바다 We just listened to 휴가가 필요해, I Need a Holiday by Han Hee-jung.
Very good song to
so
start
pretty, right?
With. Yes, it feels like our holiday has just begun.
Yeah.
Summer vacation.
Will it even ever begin? I don't know. I feel bad for all the college students there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to do all of their, you know, last two semesters online. So it doesn't really feel like a real summer vacation, a real holiday
I
anymore.
I really feel them too because the college life is like once in a lifetime for them.
It's very true. It's
I really enjoyed my college days.
Yeah.
That maybe I could not be able to enjoy more if I live my life once more.
Very like, true. I agree.
I was like crazy. Like
crazy.
Doing band, like, you know. Like,
oh, yeah.
Sinchon was my home. Like, oh, my God.
Those were the days.
Like the college festivals and like all the 가수들.
That is so fun.
Yeah, and like 축제들, like, oh, it was crazy.
And then summer breaks. I learned that when you say summer vacation, when we say 여름방학, right, or summer holiday.
Yes.
Apparently, what I think of immediately is I think of my younger years. And I think of, freedom.
Yes.
I don't have to wake up early.
Yes, yes, exactly.
But apparently Korean students think something different. When they think summer vacation, they think 방학 계획표?
Yes.
Or 여름 방학 숙제? What is this?
They have got like a, it's really interesting. And it's like a really good memory, you know, because it's all past.
Yeah.
They give out like a circle timetable.
Okay.
that you go to bed at 10, we draw something like that.
Oh.
Before the, I think it was just before the, uh-huh. yeah, summer vacation. So mm-hmm. we make some kind of schedule, like
okay.
wake up at like, because we don't want to be lazy, even though there's like a summer vacation.
Sure.
Maybe wake up at like 9.
Okay.
And like, you know, have breakfast
yeah.
and do some 방학숙제 for
yes.
like 2 hours and everything. They make it like a...
You have vacation homework.
Yes. Clock like... schedule and there's like
and
a homework
like
too.
Schedule.
Yes.
Okay, and there's homework too.
There's a homework too.
Okay.
You know, like daily journals like 그림 일기 or they do some kind of 곤충 채집 too. They catch
what?
Some kind of insect.
You have to catch bugs?
Yes. Catch bugs and you can make some kind of frame them in like and bring it to the school after the vacation. I think I don't know like why they did it, but I think I am the last generation
mm-hmm.
who did it.
Okay.
I think, you know, people
maybe.
Who are, yeah. 동생도
who
are younger
than me. They probably don't do that anymore.
Don't do that
okay.
anymore. Even I was kind of scared of insects. So they basically they catch some kind of butterflies or
yeah.
grasshoppers
uh-huh.
or locusts or
uh-huh.
even mantis.
Wow.
But if you're too afraid, mm-hmm. I ask my brother to catch
right,
the
right,
mantis
right.
because I couldn't.
Interesting.
yeah.
I remember trying to catch grasshoppers, but not because it was assigned
mm-hmm.
by school.
Yeah, it was
just because we wanted to.
Yeah. And they have got like mm. like some 만들기 assignment too.
Oh.
You know, make some kind
arts
of
arts and craft?
Yeah, craft.
Interesting. Over the summertime.
Over the summertime. Craft some kind of,
okay.
maybe some kind of airplane.
Wow. Some sort of,
yeah,
okay.
Using the
dioramas,
yeah,
some paper.
Bamboo kit or something like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Bamboo. Oh, I see. Airplanes out of
yeah.
those bamboo sticks.
Yeah. Something
interesting.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to
wow.
spend summer vacation in more like productive
wow.
way,
that
maybe?
That kind of blew my mind a little bit, because
uh-huh.
I'll share an anecdote with you after our next song break.
Yes, yes.
Our next song break comes from you.
It is a very interesting song.
Mm-hmm.
And when we listen to this song, it just feels like freedom.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of the days when summer vacation starts. You know, we would go like, oh, 늦게 자도 된다.
Yeah.
Like, we could, you know.
We can sleep late.
Yeah, I can sleep, like, you know, after, like, 10 or something
Yay!
Like that. Yay!
Yeah.
Something like that.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the song sounds like some kind of camping days with starlight and
mm-hmm.
some Indian tent kind of.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the song is called Tonight. And it's by Speaker.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's,
right.
it's a well-known song by Speaker.
Yes.
And I really love this song.
All right. Mm. Let's take a listen. Tonight. Tonight is tonight. 그토록 기다렸던. We just heard Tonight by Speaker. Really, really energetic.
Yes.
Totally fun. To me, I feel like that'd be a great driving song
yeah,
for the summertime.
Yeah, it is true, actually.
Yeah, I love it.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's like, it's definitely a summer song, I think.
Yes.
This song is like.
I agree. It definitely mm-hmm. has a summer feel to it. Now, what we were talking about before our song break, now you're explaining to me something called 방학 계획표.
Yes.
And then 여름 방학 숙제.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're young kids for, like, maybe elementary or middle
school
age in
yes.
the United States, back
mm-hmm.
when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
we did not have anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
When you was summer break, we were free.
Just free, yes.
But you were telling me about these things in Korean culture. Now, these things have been around for a long time, right?
I think so.
My mother
mm-hmm.
would make us do this.
Ah, I see.
When we were little kids.
Yeah, because parents, like, yeah.
Because that's what they were
they
used
had
to.
They had it, yeah. They
but
had
I
it.
Never knew why.
I see.
I thought she just wanted to torture me. So, she would sometimes only let us sleep in on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But she'd, wake up.
Ah.
And me and my brother were like, oh wow, it's vacation
like
time.
Every other kid, like, not doing it.
No,
like,
and then
like
she would make
freedom.
Us write journal.
I see.
And then give us writing exercises.
Uh-huh.
And then she would make us do a drawing time.
Ah.
So we'd have to draw a picture.
Uh-huh.
And
very educated.
Yeah, and she actually went to the store, education store, bookstore,
mm-hmm.
and bought workbooks so we can, get ahead.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then do some math problems
yeah.
and stuff like that. And so she would make us do schoolwork during our vacation,
uh-huh.
and I We were the only one.
I see.
So I was pretty convinced my mother was out to ruin my life. Mm. But no, that wasn't what was happening. It's because that's what she grew up with.
Yes.
And now I just realize why. Mm. Mind-blowing.
Like yeah, it's like a good memory.
That just goes so crazy.
Because like we don't remember mm-hmm. those kind of things, you know, that we experienced in the old days.
No, not at all.
Those kind of things kind of made our days, I think.
Yeah, I think that would make good... Because yeah. I had good... I had, even though it was unpleasant at the time,
yeah.
I have good memories yeah. with my brother and mm-hmm. drawing pictures. And
yes, I still remember, mm-hmm. like when mm-hmm. I was second year in elementary school, mm-hmm. 초등학교 2학년,
yes.
I think, I lived in a place called Ilsan.
Yeah.
탄현동. It's called 탄현동.
Oh,
where there's
where
like
is.
A broadcasting system. It's like,
yep, yep. Lots yeah. of studios up there.
Yes.
Too.
And mm-hmm. I still remember that kind of green field around my apartment.
Yeah.
And me and my brother went out there and mm-hmm. trying to, you know, find some grasshoppers. Like, and like, oh, that's the locust. That's a big one. Hyung! Hyung, 잡아줘! Like, because I couldn't do that. My brother was quite good.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's like a good memory.
Our next song break is one of mine because this is absolutely, absolutely
mm-hmm.
my favorite thing to do on summer vacation. Now, other kids, you know what they
yeah.
like to do? They go out with their friends and
yes.
they go on trips.
Mm-hmm.
They go outside and play
mm-hmm,
and do sports.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I don't want to do nothing.
Just stay at home. Yeah.
I don't even want to get out of bed. The best thing about summer break for me was I get to sleep late.
Uh-huh.
And I get to wake up late.
That's the best thing.
Absolutely.
That's the way to grow up.
That is the way to
yeah.
grow. So for me, it doesn't get any better than just being lazy or
mm-hmm.
idle.
Mm-hmm.
So that is our next song break. It is Son Heung-ah's Dingle Dingle or Idle Idle.
I love that.
We just heard Dingle Dingle or Idle Idle
wow.
by Son Heung-ah. When that song came out,
mm-hmm.
I thought, how did she know? How did she know?
Just write something.
I just love it. She says, lying down is just the best. It's
yeah,
just the best. You just got to stay
dingle,
in a lying down position.
Lying down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Rolling out.
It's
body,
my
like,
favorite thing to do.
Mm.
Absolutely.
I love that too.
Yeah.
You know, because I moved out this year,
mm-hmm.
I bought like a bigger bed because, you know, now I can, you know, use
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you have
yeah,
more space.
More space. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that it could be that good. Like, like tingling.
Oh, it can.
Mm.
It can be that
yeah,
good.
Yeah, around my bed. And like Son Heung-ah's voice, like,
yeah.
it sounds like it's like the you know, it's like 미풍 in 선풍기. You know, the weakest wind.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, like the lowest setting.
Gentlest setting on
yeah,
the fan.
Not the 약풍 or 강풍 voice. No. It really sounds like some 미풍 voice. Dingle, dingle.
Yes. It's like she's whispering in your ear like a gentle breeze.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, I agree.
Oh, love
it's pretty
that.
Fantastic.
Mm.
You know, summer homework. Now, that actually did become a reality for me from high school and on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in high school, that's when we're all about, you know, college preparation.
Yeah.
So during the summer, we would have something called summer reading list.
I see.
Mm. And that was sort of annoying
mm-hmm.
because we had to read like, you know, 10 novels.
Uh-huh.
And
which
you know,
are really, really boring, maybe.
They're very long.
Very long.
And they're
and
not
like,
easy to read.
Like classic ones. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh.
Like Charles Dickens.
Oh.
Right?
I still don't understand those
Charles
kind of things. Like classics. Like.
But it was the worst because I kept thinking, okay, we have 3 months of free vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, read these 10 books.
Mm-hmm.
But we're all kids. We don't know how to manage our time
mm-hmm.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how long it's going to take. So mm-hmm. I don't, unless you are very nerdy. Nobody
mm-hmm.
ever finished the reading.
Nobody.
And we had to just fake our book reports.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, we just
go online. Like,
read the summary.
Yeah, summary, like digest or something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. When I entered college, too,
yeah.
they gave us like 30 or 50 classics
mm-hmm, you have to read.
I would not understand.
It's hard
fully.
To understand. Yeah.
Not right now. Neither.
Exactly. And even, you know, native English speakers cannot read these English novels because they're just so difficult to read. Antiquated language. So it's pretty... I mean, that's why, you know, people spend 4 years at college just learning how to read this stuff.
To learn those kind of stuff, yes.
It's very true. All right. Our next song break is actually a song you brought in. It is a 10cm song.
Yeah, it's a 10cm song. Mm-hmm. And it's like a new cover version. I think it's like a new version.
Oh.
Originally by Juoli. Oh, 네가 참 좋아.
Yeah.
Yes. And it was arranged again by 10cm. And it really sounds like summer.
Oh, I love it.
You know, in some kind of street in like Hongdae.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
like an urban summer now, this time.
And the arrangement is really, really good. I hope everybody loves it.
Oh, that's so fun. Yeah, I thought that the title was a little familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be cool. Yeah. Oh, okay. So then it is 10cm or 10cm's rendition of 네가 참 좋아 or I Like You. Let's listen.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's so cute.
Wow. That's
that
so
was
good.
10cm or 10 centimeters singing their new cover version of 네가 참 좋아 or I Like You. I really like you. Apparently.
Yeah. I really like 네가 참 좋아.
참 좋아.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing about summer vacation, I think that we can't not talk about is obviously vacations.
Yes.
Holidays.
Yes.
You know?
I think that's the reason I still love Gangneung, I think. Because, like, when I was really, like, young, like, elementary school days, my dad and mom, like, used to take us to the Gangneung, like, driving for hours and hours
because
the road condition was not that good.
It's just small
expressway,
roads.
Yeah, not that good.
Mm-hmm.
And the music that used to be played in our car, that kind of made me right now. He used to listen to, like, Elton John, like, Eagles.
Wow.
Still loves it.
So cool.
Yeah, like, Queen.
I still find that so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, your dad's musical taste really
kind of
informed your musical direction.
Yeah. Even I studied in England.
Mm-hmm.
That's, like, only, like, 30% of my musical inspiration. Like,
the rest of it.
It's the summer vacation playlist, like Take It Easy song by Eagles, like Elton John's Daniel song.
That's great.
Yeah, and the Haesuyeokjang that used to be so clean back, you know, back then.
Yeah, pristine waters.
Korea. Yes.
Those are wonderful memories.
That's a very good memory. And I think it affected really, really in a very positive way.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Thinking back, it's really, really good.
Oh my gosh. And those listening, hearing those songs, mentions also takes me back to, you know, huge Eagles fan as well. So, you know, listening to Take It Easy, that for me is also Tequila Sunrise. These are summer songs.
Very summer songs.
Always summer song. Always in our driving playlist. Always took road trips also.
Yes.
But one of my most exotic and exciting summer vacations when I was little was coming to Korea.
I see. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, that was the farthest I ever went from home with my summer vacation coming to Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So my first time I came here, it was 1984.
Wow.
And it was the year of the Olympics. It was year of...
88?
Oh, 88. Okay.
88 was the Olympics. Maybe.
84 was Olympics in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I see. Yeah.
But 84... right after my sister was born, and it was, that was the first time I came here. And then the next time was 1990 I came. Some big summer vacation. And this is why I love summer vacation, because it was 3 months long.
Yes.
So we could be here for like...
Like
a month.
Like a month.
Yeah, so we took our time. I stayed, visited all of my, you know, two grandfathers and grandmothers.
Natives.
And then there's some of my, even when I was young, I met my great-grandfather.
Oh,
and
wow.
He lived in, you know, Hanok House.
Wow.
In the country, deep countryside.
That's like...
He still wore hanbok with the cut.
Wow.
He's old school.
Yeah, wow.
That's yeah, like, so those are my exotic memories yeah. of summer vacations, actually right here in Korea.
Mm, that's like the summer vacation, like,
right?
Really, really proper.
So
one.
Fun. And wow. My favorite thing about coming in Korea was all the different beverages they
mm-hmm,
had.
Mm-hmm.
We can't say the names, but all the beverages,
yes.
you know, we just have, you know, soda,
mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
normal sodas that
yes,
are popular,
yes. uh-huh.
you know, the C brand, the P
uh-huh.
brand. But here we had like the weird milk flavored soda.
Mm-hmm.
Or like puri flavored soda.
Yeah.
Okay.
That one.
And then you
like
guys had
the grape
that.
Thing.
Yes. The,
yeah.
You have a grape thing, but with little grapes inside.
Yes,
there.
Yes, 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 yes.
And an aloe juice.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
I felt like I was on a different planet.
That's, yeah.
It's so much fun.
Very interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So had really great memories.
Oh.
Speaking of memory, we have kind of an old school song for our next song, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And this is like some hidden gem that I discovered.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's called 너의 바다에 머무네.
Oh, pretty.
Stay at our sea.
Uh-huh.
And it's a song by Toy. And I think it's featuring
uh-huh.
by Kim Dong-nyul 선배님 too.
Oh, wow.
So like two big musicians
Boy,
doing this song.
I've never heard of this song.
Yeah, and it really feels like summer vacation.
Yeah.
And it just took me back to the 곤충체집 summer
oh,
vacation kind of.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Catching grasshoppers
yes,
in
like
the summertime.
Yes, like watermelons like waiting us. Like at home. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, and this song is like really, really beautiful.
That's
like,
fantastic.
I really hope that every, you know, our listeners love it.
Okay, let's
so.
Take a listen.
Mm-hmm.
Here is 너의 바다에 머무네 Stay at our Sea by Toy and Kim Dong-yul. We just listened to, oh, that was so pretty, Toy and Kim Dong-yul's vocalist, featured vocalist, on 너의 바다에 머무네, Stay at Our Sea.
Very folky, kind
uh-huh.
of.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And obviously, going to the beach
yes.
for Haesuyeokjang is another summer vacation
mm-hmm.
thing. Had a lot of fun and learned a lot about
yeah.
each other.
Yeah.
Talking about summer vacation.
Oh,
a lot of differences.
I really love the segment.
This is a lot of fun.
Word of the week.
Really looking forward to our next word of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you have a fantastic weekend.
Yes, me too. Stay safe, everybody, and I'll meet you guys next week.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, taking Hyungwoo out, it's one of mine because, you know what? Summer vacation, no matter whether it was in Korea or California, it was always just hot. Just so hot. So, our last song of the day is Hot Dog by One Time.
Damn.
That was BTS with their song Fire. And before that, we heard Hatdugo by One Time. And that brings us to the end of today's show. And it's time to wrap up the week. I hope to see you back here on Monday. But for now, I'll say goodbye with Nell and their song Some Island. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.